Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to the practice report here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson alongside Fran Duffy. Woo! The final live-hitting day of 2017 training camp, and what a doozy it was, because it's coming off the first preseason game. It's also the first practice after the monumental trade that sent Jordan Matthews to the Bills and brought Ronald Darby to the Eagles. Ronald Darby not on the field. He should be practicing for the first time on Sunday. So let's get to who we saw on the field, and I'll look at the impact of Jordan Matthews' absence. I think you're going to see a rotation, it looks like, at slot. We saw Mac Hollins work a little bit in there. Obviously, he had the 38-yard touchdown in the win over, or the loss, I should say, against the Packers. Stars did play well to open things up there. Zach Ertz, you're going to see more of. I don't know if it's going to be Nelson Agholor is the slot guy per se. It seems like that the Eagles want to take advantage of that versatility with the receivers and tight ends and have a couple of different options there in the slot.
Yeah, I think that's a theme that has been a little bit overplayed over the early part of training camp. Who is going to be the slot receiver? The way that the Eagles play, so multiple in their formations, in their personnel groupings, we're going to see a variety of players rotate into that slot. The running back position as well. Don't forget Darren Sproles, Donnell Pumphrey, I think will be very involved in the slot position as well.
Speaking of Pumphrey, a little disappointing note here. He put the ball again on the ground during the team drills, and we were wondering how he would rebound after some muffs that he had in the game on Thursday. So a little disappointing there. On a bright note from a rookie standpoint, Corey Clement, very physical, that showed good feel, good patience in the team drills today. Broke off a couple of big runs. I was highly impressed with what I saw out of Clement. So, obviously, I know you noted in your Eagle Eye piece how Pumphrey's done a good job in pass protection. So, that's going to be obviously something to keep an eye on. But Clement and Pumphrey, big thing for Pumphrey, got to keep the ball in the hands. Pass protection's nice, but you got to be able to hold on to that football.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I saw Pumphrey do the same thing today. They had some one-on-one running back versus linebacker pass protection drills, and Pumphrey showed some violence a couple of times. You see his willingness to stick his face in there and be a blocker. And then going on the other side, another rookie I thought stood out to me in one-on-ones was Derek Barnett, the first-round pick, continuing to develop those inside moves. He won on a speed-to-power rush. You saw him go bull rush and win outside. He's showing the ability to string multiple moves together as he becomes more and more comfortable with that. It's going to bode well for his success early in the NFL.
So we talked about how the Eagles offensively will work the slot receiver position when they go three wide or they put a tight end in there. How about defensively? How will they stop similar packages? Well, we saw a different wrinkle of sorts today. Malcolm Jenkins once again in the slot, and when they added Corey Graham, the veteran safety from the Buffalo Bills last couple seasons, obviously has corner experience as well. We were wondering, would he come in and allow Malcolm to bump down there? We saw that in practice today.
No question. And one of the things, honestly, that stood out to me with the ones versus ones in the live tackling period, Corey Graham, as a safety coming downhill, tackled one-on-one LeGarrette Blount to the ground on his own and then was in on a couple other tackles in that period. Corey Graham very involved in the run game during that session. I thought that was really good to see. Also important to note, Ron Brooks, who has seen a lot of time at corner, at slot corner this summer, was out this week with an injury. So we'll see how he factors into the rotation as
certainly
well.
Certainly, Aaron Grimes, excuse for personal reasons, and he had been working as a second-team nickel as well, so that might be more of the reason why we saw Jenkins in there. But I wouldn't rule out seeing Jenkins in the slot some point once again during the 2017 season. That's going to do it for our practice report here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Fran Duffy, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us. We'll have more coverage coming your way on Sunday.